All right, and welcome back. Thank you for joining me on your journey of I'm More Than That. We are now today on chapter 5. We're going to learn the truth behind fear, what fear means to you, what's the positive and negatives of fear, and how you can overcome it simply and easily with the techniques given through this audio and the ones that you create on your own. Part of this journey is to show you that the mind will respond to you in your way, in your trust. But for now, let's think about fear and the truth behind it. So if you read the chapter, that's great. If not, make sure you read it. It has more information than I'm going to share with you here. I'm going to give you more techniques, more ways, and more truths about fear. So when you think about the word fear, what's it mean to you? And you have many definitions. You can write them down. But doubt, scarcity, lack, fear of being hurt, fear of this, fear of that, right? People talk about their fears all the time. Become the solution to your fear. And the solution to your fear is learning to trust you more and more. Trust your thoughts more and more. Aligning those thoughts and beliefs in your body with your value system, in your mind. And creating that lack of fear and abundance of trust. Okay. So what words do you have attached to fear? Anxiety, depression, dis-ease. That's what fear does. It creates dis-ease in the body because it goes against a trust of belief, or it fears to believe something that you've trusted or you're wanting to trust. So it's almost can be like a negative protector. But on the flip side of that, fear can be a positive protector. Just as if someone was coming towards you to harm or hurt you, you would have a reaction. But the difference in that is it's an instinct. And allow fear to go back into your instinctive self so that it instinctively comes up when you need it as a protection, not from something that's not even real or something that's not even occurred in the future. And that's where we get stuck. When we go into the future, which is not even here yet, and we create all these fear case scenarios at what could, should, and might happen. But the truth is, and listen to this, because we've all done it, we all do it daily, the story that you tell yourself in fear is always worse than the outcome. Think about in your life where you've been in maybe depression or doubt or anxiety, and then you got through the situation and you were like, wow, none of what I thought even happened. It happened even better than I can imagine, even though I created this fear to keep me safe through it. Many people do that in relationships, whether it's with loved ones or in love or family members. It's almost like we add this protective layer of fear around us just to keep us safe. But we didn't come here on earth to be safe and comfortable. We come to create and play and even do more. And more and more. And the more you press and push yourself out there naturally, the fears release. And it builds trust in you to say, I can do this. And I can get through this. And that mountain isn't as big as I thought it was. Use your inner strength, your inner godness, your inner universal source of energy that comes from you, that's through you, through your soul and your spirit, and your universal God, whatever that is to you. Because it's connected. Uses around you to help. That's why we're all connected. We're here to help each other grow forward, not to fear each other into scarcity, into lack. You have all your abilities you need to make whatever you want here on earth. But that fear factor stops the growth, stops the play, stops the creativity in you. Because you fear what someone might think, fear of how they're going to react, fear, 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 right? We do it daily. So this chapter, we're going to release fear. We're going to learn to put it back into our instinctive self to say, I only need fear when something's going to truly harm me or hinder me. And I can now use fear as a motivation instead of a stopping point. Think for a moment about how you're motivated. We'll just say paying your bills. Are you motivated by paying your bills because you love to pay the bills and you love that as a reward that, oh yes, I get to pay them and I get to pay them in full and I get to have my job so I can pay them and that's awesome and there's more rewards even coming? Or are you the one that goes, I need to go to work in case so I can pay my bills. I need to go to work. I need. Right? Most need is in scarcity mindset. Needs are in fear-based setting. Your needs are already supplied. Your desires come from trust that they'll manifest in your life. Okay. It's not good or bad if you're motivated by fear or reward, but know your motivation strategy so you can use it best for you. So for you to say, have the motivational in you that says, I need to get this to be this. I fear going backwards, so I'm going to do all this I can do forward. Use it as a motivator, not a hindrance. Okay? And for you that are reward-based, that love the outcomes and love even more and more those rewards coming towards you as you're going towards your rewards, use that. Put goals in place. For the ones that fear, don't go into so much goal setting because they'll become overwhelming to you because they'll be too positive, believe it or not. So it's okay to stay there and say, you know, I work these 40 hours to do this and even more. Right? A lot of people, when they're getting out of depression or addictions or any stress in their life, they will use fear to push them forward so they never go back. But you have to use it with love. And that's a new concept, using fear with love. Saying, I love that I'm motivated by moving forward because I fear ever having to recall the past or replay the past, okay? And the past is just that. You don't go back and change it. You don't go back and do anything to it. It's brought you to this point, this day, and this time, right where you are. So start sending gratitude and love to your past and look at all the positives that has brought you to today. Maybe it's not where you want to be, but keep in mind, maybe you're not supposed to be there yet. And where you want to be is now your future goal. And that future goal is bringing it more into now because you're going from the past to the future. Okay? For those in the positive side that's motivated by positive, by commissions, by doing more, receiving more, and all that, it's okay. But keep your ego in check with it to say, we're doing this because we love it. Because we strive on creating more, whatever that is for you, in whatever area of your life. And that's okay too. But by knowing your motivation, you're going to be able to motivate yourself. And you're going to be able to release fears because they won't make sense. Why would I fear that if that's what I want? Let's talk about money. Money is one of the things that people fear. They want, but they fear. They want, but they fear it. Because the programming in here says I have to work hard for it. Or the programming in there says I'm not worth it. Whatever the amount of money. So changing that programming out of the fear-based mentality and saying, I can have all. And the abundance is there of money. And money just is energy. And as I create the energy in my body, when I run, when I walk, as I breathe, I can create money. Because it truly is energy. But if you have a program running in your mind of fear of money or fear that you don't deserve it, you've got to go in and change that. And we're going to do a fear technique right now to change the scarcity mindset around abundance, money, people, places, clients, your job, whatever it is. I want you to put that in there when we do this. Okay? So here we go. Take a deep breath in. And right in front of you, with your eyes open or closed, whatever works best for you, I want you to imagine a screen. And on this screen, you're going to put all your lack, all your fears. You don't have to name them. Just imagine them going right there on the screen. They're like sticking to the screen, coming right out of your head, right out of your forehead. There it goes, and sticking to the screen. all your fears, fear of lack, fear of scarcity, fear of making it, fear of having more, fear of doing more, fear of being you in all ways, fear of not telling your story, all these fears of what you think you cannot do. Put them up there. Put them up there. Put them up there. Not with judgment. You're just putting them up there. Keep going. Keep going until you fill the whole screen. Make your screen as big as it needs to be to hold all your fear. Put in color. What color do you see fear? Put that in there. What sound does fear... What sound do you hear when you fear? Do you hear silence? Do you hear chatter? Do you hear bells, whistles? What is that fear signal for you? Go ahead. And if you're not hearing, create a sound for it. There you go. There you go. Put it all up there on the screen. What taste does fear give you when you're in fear? Is it sour? Is it sweet? Is it burnt? What is that to you? Put that on there. So now your screen has a flavor that you could eat if you chose to. What smell does it have? Does the smell go with the taste? What smell do you hear when you smell fear? Yeah, that one. Put that on there. However you put it on there. All your fears on that screen. This is your live screen, your sensory screen of all fear. You don't have to name them. Just imagine them all coming out of your head right now. Whew. All these, yes, 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 there they go. All right, up on your screen. And I want you to push that screen away as far as you can, but you can still see it in your mind's eye. There you go. Okay. Leave it out there just for a moment. You know it's there. And I want you to pull up a new screen with peace and trust. The trust, what color is trust that you know your name is? What color of trust is you know your age? That you know your date of birth or whatever that is that you totally trust? What color do you see that in? The areas of your life that you totally trust that you know that you know that you know. What colors are they? Okay, put that on there. Put on all your trust up on that screen. All your trust, natural trust, knowing trust, all those things that you trust, truly trust about you. Put them, fill them on that screen. There they go. Make it brighter, whiter, however you need it. It's right for you. What colors do you smell? What do you smell when you smell trust? Is it a breath of fresh air? Whatever that is for you, label it for you. There you go. What do you hear when you hear trust? Is it a word? Is it a sign? Is it a symbol? Is it a sound? What sound is that? What sound is that? Put it on your screen. So you have a flowing movie picture screen here. Okay. All it out there. Put all your trust out there. Maybe put your name out there because you trust your name. There you go. Trust you know what your name is confidently. There it is. Okay. And now I want you to take that screen and I want you to move it just a little bit back. But the fear screen is further behind you. Okay. So we're going to move your frontal screen, your trust screen, over to the right just a little bit. So you can see your fear screen. And on your fear screen, I want you to imagine you can use any weapon, bomb, whatever you want, shred it. However, you're going to blow that fear up. And as you're blowing that fear up and you see the pieces, maybe it's a rocket, maybe it's an arrow, but it just totally destroys the screen into many, many, many thousands of little pieces. And you're watching them fall. And as they begin to fall, your peace screen goes right where your fear screen was. And you see the pieces falling below the screen, falling. They go dimmer and lighter and dimmer till they're gone. Take a deep breath in. Blow out any remaining pieces from fear. Here's your peace screen right in place of it. Bring that screen, your peace screen, towards you. Even closer, even closer, even closer, even closer and closer, as if it's right in front of your face. So close that it's almost touching your nose. Your screen is right here. What sensation are you getting for peace and trust right here? Okay. And then when you take a deep breath in, I want you to see that screen go right through your forehead, right into your mind, and sinking at the lowest, deepest level, centering in your mind. And when you breathe out, it settles in. So you ready? Breathe in. Bring that screen clear in your mind, clear into the core being of your unconscious, conscious mind, right there. There it is. Bring it clear into core. When you release your breath, it just settles in. Settles in. And when it settles in, put in all your desires, the amount of money, the amount of clients, the amount of whatever you want, whatever you desire, the house, the home, the travel, whatever it is you want for yourself, the self-esteem, the knowing, the trust in you, the trust in relationships, build it, build it, build it here. Build it here on your screen. Put it all in there. And when you have it filled, just take a breath. Relax and open your eyes. And now I want you to pull up something that you put on your fear screen and see if you still fear it or if it's just okay. So go ahead, pull something up that you had on your fear screen. Are you still fearing it or is it just okay? Do you see how that energy shifted the fear? Now you can see the truth. You can ask yourself, why did I believe that? Why would I believe the lie behind the fear? There's always a lie behind fear because it's an untruth. Your body doesn't understand it, so it begins to fear it. So that's what you're looking for. Your awareness says, when you create fear of having something or being something or doing something, what's the lie I'm telling myself that's untrue that I can now believe the opposite of? So if you had a fear of being yourself because you had a fear of what other people think, what's the lie? That it's important what other people think about you? Ugh, is that true? No. So why are you holding on to that? Oh, because you had a program that someone said, make sure everyone likes you. Or it's important what other people think about you. Or we act this way because we are this way. Or whatever that is, whatever that programming is. You can almost feel it shifting out of your head like, oh, I don't have to believe that anymore. Now put in your real belief is I'm going to be me in all ways, always. However that is for me. And I'm okay with that. How much lighter does that feel? Say it in your own words, but you get the gist of it, right? So that's truly what fear is. Fear is lie-based that we believe is truth that our mind doesn't understand, so it fears it. Okay? There is no right or wrong. In truth, it is just is. So that's what you're looking for in the fear. What just is about this fear? Untrue. It's not judging it to say, where'd that come from? Oh, I want to go blame 20 people because they put that in my head. No. Somewhere subconsciously, you decided to accept that belief. And it could have been when you were 5, 6, 7 years old when you didn't know you had a choice to believe or not believe. Give yourself a break and just say, I choose to change it. I can just change it because I can change it. You can change any belief in your mind at any moment. And trust it at any moment. Because the mind doesn't know time. Your unconscious mind doesn't work on a timeline. Your conscious mind knows time. The unconscious says now is now and now is now. Right? Okay. Fear will end. Releasing fear will end your suffering. So if you're one of those that think you have to suffer through life, what's the fear behind that? Oh, that you might enjoy something, or that you may have what you want when you want it. You don't have to suffer. But for a lot of people, suffering brings a secondary gain. And most of the time, fear brings a secondary gain. It gives you something. It keeps you comfortable. You know, people that get sick or have hypochondria or all that, they're looking for outside attention to fill them. So if your sickness brings attention to you, and you'll notice this around people, their misery brings attention to them, so they create more and more misery to get attention. Instead of giving their self attention and creating that positivity, that peace in their life, that abundance, whatever that is for them. Right? So think about that in your life. Where are you having secondary gain with your fears? What's it do for you? What's fear do for me? And you know we'll go into that with the left and right hand here in a moment. But for a moment, I want you to think about you. And as you're doing your body scan, I want you to look for fear. You know what color it is. You know what it sounds like now because we just did the exercise. So you would close your eyes and start at the top of your head and just scan down your body. However you scan and look for that color, that sound, that feeling, that fear we give you. And send it love. And sending it love is not telling it to go. Sending it love is saying, thank you for being there. However, you are free to go because I'm trusting now in this moment, in this part of my body, that it is safe. And it is true for me, the opposite of the fear you're holding. So any part of your body that tightens up, send it love. Send it positive energy. Maybe feel it in your mind and your body at the same time. Send love there. And whatever love means to you, means to you. But love just is. Love just is. Getting to know you can be fearful. I don't want to know that part of me. I don't know why I act like that, but I don't want to know why, right? We create all these scenarios. But the truth is the more you know yourself, the more you'll trust yourself. It's not the more that you know other people that you trust them. You can't give away what you don't have. So if you don't have any trust in you, you're not really trusting anybody else either. Think about that. You can't give what you don't have. So as much trust as you have in you is as much trust as you're going to give to your God, to your peers, to your family, because that's all you have. So if you're very, very fear-based, you're not trusting anyone. And they're not trusting you back because they're going to be a mirror image of you. They might say, I trust in you. They might say the words, but they can only trust you as much as they trust themselves too. Once you bring it into awareness, then you're responsible for the change of it. And that's why doing the mind exercises are so quick, simply, and easily, because you brought it into awareness and you let it go. And it didn't take 30 days and it didn't take 3 days. It took the moment of now. Just pulling up that one fear you thought you had, maybe it was fear of paying your car payment or paying a bill or whatever that was, pull it up. It's just okay now, huh? You just know that you know it's going to be paid. Yeah. Don't worry about the how. Just that trust that you know it's going to be paid. Yeah. And that was instant change. Work with that. Go back and listen if you need to again. Pull up your screen at any moment of the day and do your exercise. Do your techniques. Okay? Because the truth is behind fear, there's only two fears you're born with. The fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. Yeah. All other fears are man-made. Through programming of limiting beliefs, maybe it's fear of raising a family, scarcity, crossing the street, leaving the house. Whatever that fear is, it's man-made. You created it in your mind with the help of others or with yourself. Are you attached to a fearful event you haven't let go of? Right? The truth is you have the power to change your fear into peace, into trust. You gain and receive fears from your parents and your programming, even in your cellular memory. So when you work, you want to work at the cellular level. And don't worry if you don't know what that means or you're not the doctor or the scientist. Just saying cellular memory, cellular time. Your body knows. That's all that matters. So when you release fear, you want to release it clear out of the mitochondria of your DNA, out of your energy center of your cell, each and every cell of your body. Because once it leaves one cell, it leaves all cells because they're mirror images of cells. There they go. You can almost feel it like releasing out of your body just as we're talking about it. And you don't even have to know the fear. You just have to know that it's the opposite of truth. So you could literally sit in your chair and say, anything that's opposite of truth and trust for me now leaves my body, cellular memory, and the memory of my mind now. And just trust it to go. There it goes. Yes, yes, yes. You might even hear yourself say yes. You might even hear or see your peace screen brightening, getting bigger. Your body becoming lighter and lighter. Because fear is heavy. Because it holds you down. It creates resistance. Okay? You can protect yourself in many ways. You can imagine a white light around you and all fears bounce off that light so you don't take on other people's fears, right? Challenge your own. The easiest way is to say, how do I know that fear is true? There's no rational reason that that fear is true when you come down to it. So let's do another technique, using your hands again, so hands on the lap, and that's that side of you that holds all your fears. Since we just did the first one, it probably should be pretty light, but if not, it's okay. You can release fear in many ways, but here we go. Put your hands on your lap, and that side of you that holds fear, limiting fear, keeping you back from who you truly are and all that you can be, if it was to come out on the left or right hand, which hand would it come out on now? And let that hand come out. Doesn't matter which hand comes out for you. There's no right or wrong. That's just a hand that holds the fear. It's okay. There it is. Feel it. Is it heavy? Is it light? There you go. And now, go back inside and ask that part of you that holds trust and truth. As much as you know your name is your name, and as much as you know, that you trust you, that you trust whatever it is you trust, that you breathe naturally, that you sun comes up, that you trust that. Whatever that trust is, that holds all that peace and trust. Bring that out on the other hand now. Feel your hands. Which one's lighter? Of course, right? The trust side's lighter. Okay. So ask each side. Start with the fear side. Fear, what do you do for me? You're probably going to hear, I keep you safe, I keep you protected, but you use your words. And when you get that word, whatever it is, and what does that bring me? Get that word. And what does that do for me? And what does that bring me? and chunk down. Keep going. Keep asking after each word, what does that do for me? What does that bring me? Because you wouldn't have it if it didn't do something for you. There you go. Oh, all of a sudden you're... Oh, so this fear side really brings you peace? Thinks it does, doesn't it? Thinks keeping you safe is bringing you peace. Okay, once you get there, go over to the peace side and ask peace. And your hands might have just came together just because you heard peace on both sides. It's okay. Ask peace what it does for you. What's it bring you? It brings you joy, love, abundance, whatever that is. And once you have the same words on both hands, let them come together. They probably already did. Bring them up to your chest. Fold your arms in. And just allow the unconscious, conscious mind connection to bring all back into peace of one. And just breathe. There's nothing you have to do. Just breathe and let it connect. And the unconscious mind is making the connections at the unconscious level quickly and faster for all connections back to peace. And your hands will fall gently into your lap when all has been connected. Just breathe and trust. Your hands to fall gently into your lap at their own speed, their own timing, consciously connecting. You feel it? You might even see things, fleeing lights, maybe connections going on. You may not feel or see anything, and that's okay too. But just let it come together for you. And when your hands fall on your lap, your body may sigh. You may feel your body come back into oneness. But just simply be until your hands fall gently into your lap when all connections have been made back into peace. Peace. And even more peace. There you are. Do this exercise daily. Because daily we pick up fears and daily we release fears. So the more awareness. And it only takes a few moments to do this. But you got to put it into your daily routine, into your daily awareness that when fear comes, you can go, oh, that's not true. Whew, gone. Instantly. Yeah. Be your own instant fear buster. It'll create much more trust in your life naturally. Okay. How do I know the truest fear? When you get to the I statement, ask again. Right? And 100% of the time, the fear is false. What's the opposite of that fear? Yeah. But who would you be if you didn't have that fear? These are just ways that you can bring that fear up so you can release it, to see the truth behind it. Now, let's talk about the word failure, because a lot of people have a fear of failure, a fear of success at the same moment. Hey, there's no such thing as failure. Failure is a made-up word. Failure, how do you know failure? You don't, because it's a judgment. There's only feedback. And feedback tells you the truth behind the experience and what it did for you, what it created for you, both negatively and positively, but it just is what it is, right? So when you hear failure, and the reason your body tenses when it hears failure, why is that? Oh, because it hears fail, fall. Right? And what was the two beliefs you're born with? Oh, fear of falling. Failing. Do you get this? Yeah. So your body instantly goes, oh, I have a fear of failure. But at the same time, people have fear of success. Because success would bring what? To their lives that they're not comfortable with yet. And make that list to say, I can be comfortable with that. And I can be that. And fear releases out of the success, because I am a success in every moment of me. And I trust that I now am the success that I'm being now. Right? Success is just a word, another degree of judgment word. Because who is to say when you are successful and when you're not? Is it when you complete something 100%? And when is 100% complete? Is it when you cross that next bridge, that next hurdle in your life, then it's success? Do you see how we create up mountains to say we are not successful? When the truth is, every moment of the day you are a success in being you, right where you are. And if you want to change it into a success of you. Success says yes, yes, yes to success. And the more you say yes that you're a success, opportunities for even more success, whatever that is for you, comes, right? So the truth is your opportunities are your creations of your desires that's going to get you there. So do not fear opportunities. Walk into them with trusting to say, oh, I created this opportunity to come. Now I need to do it. Now I need to be it. Now I need to experience that opportunity that I created that's been brought to me. Yeah. The doors of opportunities are always open. But we stand on the threshold in fear. What happens when we walk through it? It's just an experience. You can walk back at any time, right? Have you seen people go from $1 million to broke in less than 30 days? It's because they don't have the mentality, the blueprint of how to what? See that money as success. They fear it, so they push it all away, give it all away, spend it all away. They're not worth it, so they give it, spend it. But the truth is you're worth that and even more. And the more you start believing you're worth the money, you're worth the energy, you're worth all of these things, and you have positive definitions of money, not that money's evil or it's greedy or it's all these negativity things. When you release those and put in positive definitions, the energy of money will come to you naturally through your opportunities, through your gifts, through your abilities, through raises, through new job opportunities, whatever that is for you. Through new adventures, new ways. So keep open to all ways of money coming to you. It doesn't have to come just in one paycheck. It can come to you in many ways and open that up. It doesn't have to come through one client. It can come through multiples of clients or multiples of teachings and opportunities. Wherever you are, look for new ways of energy and money and opportunity to come naturally to you. And know that you can naturally just trustingly step through that door because you created that opportunity. You took your part. Imagine for yourself that the opportunities that come to you, the jobs that come to you, that you put your 50% in, and now they're giving their 50%. So when you step through that door, it's 100% opportunity for you to grow, for you to be, for you to desire, for you to receive. Opportunities are moments of receiving what you created. But most people have this fear that opportunities are going to be greater than what they're ready for, that they're not skilled for. They have, oh, we need 20 more skills to do this, to do that, right? Isn't that what the world tells you? Go to college forever so you can master what? Oh, what's already been created. And I'm not saying don't go to college. It's good knowledge to have. But what I'm saying is use your gifts. Use your own abilities to create it your way. And you will see the many ways that more opportunities are gifts that you're receiving. Make them bonuses in your life if you need to. Because this opportunity wouldn't have been created if this one hadn't been created first, right? So look at your past as a whole doors of opportunities that you stepped through, whatever way you stepped through them, that brought you to this opportunity here in life to start rebalancing your body, to release fears, to know that you're more than that. You're more than the labels that you put on yourself. Labels keep you stuck, right? I'm this, I'm that. We hear that all the time. No, you're all things in all ways. But for people, that's overwhelming because they feel like, oh, I'm scattered. But if you bring your message, you bring your abilities, you bring what you are into one knowing, into one trust, you won't fear the abundance of all ways and all ways. You get that? Listen to this again. You'll grab it. You'll grasp it. It takes time. You'll grasp it. So release the fear of failure, that it won't work out, that it won't do this or it won't be that. Because the only reason it won't is because you didn't allow it. Oh, that resistance of fear says it can't allow that to happen. Right? Do fears one at a time if you need to. So that you know that you trust that you got through that fear. Look back and say, what I used to fear that I'm no longer fearing. Yeah. That's your roadmap to say, I can do more. I can be more. But not with pressure, not with, but just being you for you. Yes. And what's another way? Changing your perspective, even 1 degree, changes the entire outcome. So if you can't release all fear, release half the fear. And then say, what would have happened if I release all the fear? There you go. Feel it? You can almost feel your body ready to go. It's like, woo, here comes some energy. Yeah, because that positive energy is replacing the fear. Where fear lies, positive energy and trust goes. Because remember, fear and peace cannot be in the same place at the same time. As we talk about worrying and trust can't be in the same place at the same time. So that's the same in your body, it's the same in your mind, it's the same in your cellular memory. So where you're putting trust in, fear no longer can stay there. But the power of your trust has to be bigger than the power of your fear. And it simply is easily just by removing it and saying, I trust it to be. I trust that I am, all that I am. There you go. The definition of insanity, you know, is doing the same thing, the same way, expecting different results. Get up every day and say, how am I going to do life differently today? The routine of you, don't make life a routine. Make it an adventure. So if you always get up and get right in the shower and get to work, what if you got up and spent 5-10 minutes doing a technique with yourself? And then got in the shower and then did something differently. Drive to work differently keeps you out of routine. Experiencing something differently keeps you out of routine. Patterns get comfortable. Keep your mind in awareness of saying, we're doing it differently. Yeah. Because the more you do it differently, it changes the event. It changes the fear that you couldn't do it differently, right? Yeah. Let's talk about the word try really quickly, and then we're going to wrap up. Try is a cop-up word. It's a makeup word. It doesn't tell your mind yes or no. Keeps it in this influx of balance of maybe. And your body doesn't like maybes. It likes to know definite yes or no, yes or no, yes or no. So if you want to experience this, put a pen in one hand, a palm of your hand, and take the other hand and try to pick it up. Now, if you picked it up, then you didn't try to pick it up. Or if you didn't even go towards it, then you didn't even give any energy to it. So do you see why try is a cop-out word? Because you either pick it up or you don't. Try keeps people in a safe place where they don't have to answer for, they don't have to commit. So if you have fear of commitment, start working on releasing the tries out of your life. Whenever you catch yourself say, I'll try to be there. When I hear that, I take it as a no. Because anything opposite of yes is not yes. Think about that. When people say, I'll try to make it to your party. I'll try to make it to your event. I'll try to make it. I'll try, try, try. What they're saying is, I'm not ready to commit yes or no to it. So instead of setting yourself up for an expectation that's not going to be fulfilled by someone else, just take it as a no. And even when you hear yourself say try, go, ooh, can I yes or no that now? And why? What's the fear if I do? Yeah. Very good. Work with try. It's in the book. Work with it. Work with it. Yep. Start watching your language. Watching your vocabulary. Okay. When you change something in your mind, it truly does change the cellular memory in your body. You know, you can use the techniques in a book to tighten up the bodies that hold fear. We've done that, right? Breathe through them. Let go of them. Make sure you're journaling on this pathway so you can see the fears that's changed in your life, so you can see the journey and how it's changed. Okay? You can do the exercise of the fear of your left side holds all the fear, your right side holds all the trust, and bring them together as one. You can do that. It's kind of like what we did earlier, but if you need to break it down even simple, you can do that. Start putting in ways that you can see yourself growing in trust and growing in things. Look back at your day, at the end of your day, and it's not what did I get done today or what I didn't get done today, but what did I experience today and where did it bring me? And what did I learn today that brought me out of fear? That brought me out of one of my fears or two of my fears or all of my fears? What was created today that brought me even closer to my goals? Or brought me to my goal of today, whatever that is for you. So don't let fear keep you stuck. Don't let fear keep you limited in your desires of life, okay? Because in the next chapter, when you meet me again in chapter 6, we're going to remove your limiting belief system. And basically what that is removing the fear of believing that you are more than that. So journal, listen to this recording again, and I'll meet you in chapter 6 so we can create the life that you always desired. Until then, stay at peace, my friend.